Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now here's Rich Weber, chief pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit, an aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Rich Weber with the FA Production Studios. Here we are at Sun and Fun 2012 on the back patio of the Seaplane Pilots Association. And joined with me is Keith Smith, the director of the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and Lori Bradner, one of the instructors there as well. Welcome, Keith.
Thank you.
Lori,
hi,
it's great to have you. Great to have you. Appreciate
that. Thank you for having us today.
Good to see y'all enjoying Sun and Fun and all the excitement that it has to offer this week.
Oh, we're having a blast. We were out with the students this morning at 6 o'clock out here, hoping to be part of the balloon liftoff, and the students that got out there and helped spread the balloons and helped them to get the balloons going. We got to see them fire off the rockets, and I mean the air blasts and. Mm-hmm.
Start and, filling the balloons up.
Yeah, the students had a great time. We were all disappointed that they didn't get to go up, but the students had a great time.
They had 30 knot winds this morning, Rich, and so they decided, obviously, for Sun and Fun, the first priority. We're told as volunteer staff, safety, safety, safety.
Right.
And they made the decision that they just was not going to be safe for them to fly, but they did stand them, so the students got to see them up in all their glory and all their splendor. Of course, the announcers were talking about them, and it's just a wonderful opportunity because, again, that's what our students are learning at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and they get to apply what they're learning right there, right. You know, right in our own backyard. How much better can it be?
Yeah, that is. That's just a walk out the building to get to see all this.
That's
so pretty exciting for them. It's a great opportunity to have a school so close, you know, proximity to the airport here in the Sun and Fun, and even year round. So they've got a lot of opportunities. Well, that's great. So yeah, it was kind of a disappointment, I know, for a lot of people not having the balloons go up, but it's just one of those Mother Nature things, I guess.
You
right?
got it. Absolutely. Yeah. I was sad that our Norwegian friends were not here. I know we talked a little bit about them earlier, and they had to leave on Friday, unfortunately, to head back to Norway. And so I know they would have absolutely adored it and loved every moment of it. So.
Yeah, I bet you probably had to drag them out of here to get them to go back. They sound like they had a great time.
Can I tell you, again, thanks to the partnership with the Florida Air Museum, John Burton, certainly all of our partners here with Sun and Fun, they had such an extraordinary time. We had the Department of Natural Resources out, where we actually worked with the core drilling. We were in the creek. They had their waders on. They were walking in the creek with Curtis. We got a lot of strange looks that day. They wondered, right. what are these kids doing in the creek? But they also, thanks again to the Florida Air Museum, all of the Norwegians, all of the students got to fly with Oliver's Flying Circus. So thank you, Mr. Oliver and team. Great job.
Really?
And they all got to go up in the air. And that was actually a surprise for them, which was spectacular.
That's
so
exciting.
It was, I tell you what, and they also, our teams met that are looking at that are working with the Norwegian Department of Defense, and they actually got to meet on Thursday and talk about that. And so we despite the fun, we got a lot accomplished, which is great.
That's good. And it was probably pretty exciting for the kids to get up and to go in the aircraft and go for a flight, so that kind of breaks up the ho-hum part of it as a kid.
It
know.
Does.
What
it
did
does.
They fly in? You were.
You know what? I do not know, and forgive me for not knowing.
That's okay.
You caught me. Oh, no.
No, no.
But actually, it's Oliver's Flying Circus, and I know it's a vintage aircraft, and it's spectacular. It's a dual open cockpit, and he could take four at a time. So it
that's
wasn't just
was
one
wondering.
Thing that they got to do by themselves. They actually got to do it as a group and loved every minute. They came back grinning from ear to ear. So it just, you know, that's what Sun and Fun is about. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, that is good. Good. So what else is going on with the Norwegians then? Is there, we talked a little bit the other day about this, so that there's trying to work on some international relations back and forth to get an exchange program.
We are. The gentleman that we that you talked to, Kel Arndt Nystahl, he is the gentleman that was the teacher, and he spoke to you about the goals. And really, truthfully, the goals are what we want to do as schools, because we found out we're more alike than we are different. They have the same type of curriculum that we have, as he mentioned in the earlier broadcast. The interesting thing is the Garmund Museum and the gentleman that was standing behind me, that's Olga. Olga is actually one of the directors there and is director of education. And they work with military jets, whereas, of course, our Florida Air Museum is experimental aircraft. Mm-hmm. So it really seems to be a match made in heaven, if you will. And our goal is to create, I should defer to my administrator, to create an international exchange program so that not only are we doing collaboration, but we're breaking down the cultural barriers, because we know it's no longer just a national market, especially in aerospace education. It's become global, especially with the International Space Station. So was I out of line to say that?
No, Lori's exactly right. I mean, it shows our students that their students are a lot like ours, and also bridges the gap with their students. They get to meet our students, and they know that there's not a lot of difference other than the language barrier. They have a lot of the same hopes and dreams and the interests that
our
goals
students have.
Exactly.
Things like that.
And of course, we mentioned that on Monday evening, before the kickoff of Sun and Fun, which was Tuesday, thrilled to tell you that the Civil Air Patrol hosted at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, the new squadron, which is being announced today. I'm very excited. We actually hosted a pizza party, thanks to Mr. Smith, who allowed us to open us the school, and Mr. McClellan. And we had 170 students, not only the British cadets, but the Norwegians that came in. And again, I think it was just a wonderful way to break down those barriers. But as you heard, great friendships were started. And at the last broadcast, we had two wonderful students, Miss Savannah, who is actually from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and she's a sophomore. And then Latsa, who is actually the young man that was from Norway, who is in his third year there. And what they did is we found that they became fast friends. We were afraid that a few of ours were going to be tucked in the luggage on the way back to Norway, so we checked. And we're not missing any students, so that's good.
That's a good thing.
That's good. There were threats they were going to take us. Exactly. But there was really a camaraderie, and even when we were out at the balloon field, we realized how closely our students worked with the British cadets and the Royal Air Force as they were blowing up the balloons, once again, hand in hand. And that's something I think that we really want to promote. Certainly as educators, that's something that, you know, is wonderful to see. Those bonds and those friendships starting. So we're all working together. And I think we saw that this morning with the balloons.
Indeed, we did.
It's awesome.
And with this interaction with them, you never know. They may become lifelong friends. You know, they may run into each other again. They may continue the friendship. So sometimes these things foster into something even bigger.
I think our students call that Facebook.
I think you're right. There it is.
Yeah, exactly. And they're already on it. You know, that's what I'm hearing. Well, we're going to Facebook. I've been Facebooking.
Right. They're making up. It. Yeah, they're connecting already.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Good. So. Well, that's a big program then with the Norwegians, isn't it?
It is. One of my first, the first day I was on the job, we had a big, what do you call it?
A Skype.
You had a big international Skype where we were over here at 7 or 6 o'clock in the morning getting set up. And
we get them up early.
And so that was a big eye-opener for me, first day on the job being here at 6 o'clock in the morning for a Skype with Norway. So, it's been a big thing for our students. It was on a day off for the students, but our cafeteria was packed.
Mm-hmm. They didn't mind coming in.
They didn't mind coming in at all. They were very excited, and that's what academies are all about, is building an atmosphere of something that the students are interested in, and they can become involved, and they're more active in their schoolwork, and it's a better learning environment.
Yeah. It sounds to me that with the Norwegians, this could even lead into other countries that you guys could be involved in. So this could even branch off, and you know, with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy becoming more involved, even with other countries and other students. I don't see why it couldn't, unless there's something You guys are doing such a great job that it could lead off into other things. Is that correct? Or
it certainly could, I would think.
And actually, we're starting that now, and I think a wonderful thing with the Civil Air Patrol, because, of course, the British cadets who are here have been a long-standing icon and pillars of Sun and Fun, and students that have participated long before even the Central Florida Aerospace Academy was a glimmer. And what we've been talking to and meeting the commanders of their of the British cadets, we've been talking about pairing up. And when I spoke to the commanders, I said, you come here. Why can't we go there? And the, there is no reason why we can't. And of course, again, that's just that international collaboration. And Monday was really a wonderful time where we could get all three groups, all three nations, if you will, together and talk about it. And again, talk about the neat thing was is that every student there, 170 of them, all over the cafeteria, outside the building, they were playing rugby, they were playing scrum, they were playing football, you name it, it was fantastic. But I think what they found was they had the commonality of a love for aviation, a love for aeronautics, a love for aerospace, and that was the glue that bound them all together. And so in some ways, they all spoke the same language. And of course, that's what Sundin Fun is about, because everyone here, we are aviation enthusiasts. We love it here. You know, I wish it could go all year round. I'm sure the staff doesn't want to hear that for as much as it takes. But it would, how spectacular would it be? Sure. So it was just fantastic to bring the groups together here. This, you know, what a wonderful opportunity.
That is great. That is good.
Absolutely.
Now, is there another program, the STEM program that I'd heard about? Can is that something you can elaborate on?
Well, it's all part of our academy. It's basically what it's about. We have we accentuate the science, technology, engineering, and math is what STEM stands for.
I see,
and that's what we put the accent on. We have other all the core courses we have on campus at the academy, but those are the ones that we place emphasis on at the Aerospace Academy. And we have three tracks that we have going right now. We have a pre-engineering track that students, that their interests are lie in, or we have aerospace, which is actually learning to fly a plane. Mm-hmm. And we have.
Did they do that over here at the airport? Then is that how they do that in conjunction with where they do their actual training? Other than some ground training, of course, at the academy.
The ground training is at the academy, and we have the flight simulators there. And we have Mr. James Ray, one of our benefactors, has a scholarship that pays about 75% of the students' flight training once they apply for it. So, but all of the flight training itself is off campus. We kind of provide the impetus, and we provide as much support as we can.
A little bit of the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we also, another track I wanted to get in there, too, is we have our avionics track, which is the electronics of the airplane. Mm-hmm. And we're starting up our A&P program next year, which is airframe and power plant. So we'll be actually trying to train airplane mechanics.
That's great.
I interject? On Thursday, because of the FAA regulations for that program, Mr. Ray and the University of North Dakota, which is one of our key partners, actually donated a 172 because we've got to have a plane that the students can take apart and put together, take apart and put together. And again, thanks to Mr. James Ray, who is has a heart for these students and a heart for aviation, and the University of North Dakota, we now have that 172 sitting in the hangar. And on Thursday, there was a dedication. And he was there and talked to the students and just told him how proud he was of what they are doing, the work they're doing. So we now have that plane sitting and ready to go.
One day, one morning, you'll come in, I think it'll be sitting there running and ready to go.
I want to get a rocket. I think we need a rocket. Don't you, Mr. Smith?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Every school needs a rocket. The school population will even boost then. You know, hey, they got a rocket. We need to go to school there. Yeah, that'd be great.
Exactly.
Well, that's good that you're able to get those kind of things, because the A&P is another great, career that a lot of people that needs to be promoted more.
Right. And the neat thing with the Workforce Academies is that the students not only get their high school diploma, but they're able to get industry certifications. That's a qualification you must meet to be a CAPE Workforce Academy, which is what all the Workforce Academies in Polk County are. And right now, our students can get certification in avionics. They'll be able to earn their certification in A&P. They can get certification in pre-engineering and AutoCAD. I mean, you name it. And so, and as well as their pilot's license, if they so desire. So what a great opportunity. I wish we had that. We didn't have that when I was in school.
Wasn't these kind of things going on as much, was there?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's good. Well, there's just so much going on over at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy that it offers a lot for the students, and, for all different types of students that come in there, young men, young women as well. right. and just the different career paths that they want to take. So that's some great news.
Absolutely.
That's good. So what's anything on the later? There's an announcement.
There is. Today at 11 o'clock. Can I spill the beans really quick?
Sure.
We're going to announce the new Civil Air Patrol Squadron, the Central Florida Aerospace Composite Squadron. You be sure to be there.
There you 11 go. 11 o'clock. That's great. Well, great. Well, it was great talking with you. I was talking with Director Keith Smith from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy and Lori Bradner, one of the instructors there. And we appreciate you both coming over.
Thank you so much for having us and filling us in
and getting us up to speed with what's going on over there. And we'll look forward to hearing some more information from you about it and updates
Fantastic.
As well. So that's great. Well, I'm Rich Weber, your host for the FA Production Studios here at Sun and Fun 2012. We'll be talking to you again real soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.